Swami Nikhil Anand is a disciple of Jagat Guru Shri Kripaluji Maharaj. He resides at Radha Madhav Dham in Austin, Texas, which is the U.S. ashram of Jagat Guru Kripalu Parishad. He travels America preaching the philosophy of Sanatan Dharma as taught by Shri Kripaluji Maharaj. In this series, he expounds the true meaning of Prem. He explains the difference between worldly love and love for God, reveals the secret of loving God the way the Rasik saints have taught, and tells the greatness of divine love or Prem Tattva.
Prathamam Sadgurum Vande Shri Krishnan Tadanantaram Guru Papatmanam Tratam Shri Krishna Vamalatmana. Kasturi Tilakam Lalat Patale Vakshasthale Kau Stubham Nasagre Varmauktikam Karatale Sarvange Harichandanam Sulalitam Kanthe Chamuktavali Gopastri Parivesh Tito Vijayate Gopal Chudamani Yo Brahma Vidadhati Purvam Yo Vai Vedanscha Prahinoti Tasmai Tagvangha Devamatma Buddhi Prakasham Mumukshurvai Sharanamaham Prapadye. Dear devotees, we'll have a few minutes of Nam Sankirtan, and after that I'll continue on the topic of Prem. Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda
Radhe, 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 Radhe.
Shri Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki. Yesterday on the topic of prema, I explained to you, well, we started by dividing prema into four categories. First, we said that there is sakam and nishkam prema, and that both sakam and nishkam prema can happen in the mayic area and in the divine area. So four kinds of prema. We covered sakam prema, which means loving anybody with a desire for one's own happiness. So sakam prema, such love, is what we know in this world. Nishkam prema is not seen in this mayic world, because until you attain God, which means you've attained perfect happiness, until that time, no one can think of anything except attaining one's own happiness. That makes it impossible to do nishkam prema, because everything we're going to do, even love another person, is going to be out of an effort to try to find our happiness. So the pure nishkam prema is not seen anywhere in this mayic world, not by mayic souls. A saint can do that, God can do that, but mayic souls can't. And even if someone could, I also told you last night that the outcome of nishkam prema, nishkam meaning having no personal desire, only desiring the happiness of the beloved. Even if you could do that in this world, the outcome would still be mayic. I think it's feeding back a little bit. The outcome would still be mayic. So that's the amazing thing. This nishkam prema, which is such a great thing, if you could do it towards any person in this world who's under maya, because of this spiritual law that you attain whatever you're attached to, you'll still attain maya. You'll still be caught in the cycle of rebirth, under the bondage of karma, under the bondage of maya. So basically the outcome of both sakam and nishkam prema is exactly the same if you're loving a mayic person. Then we looked at in the divine field, first sakam prema. And I told you that that sakam prema can be divided into two categories. Sakam, again, meaning we have a personal desire for our happiness. So, A, you could desire the world from Krishna. Some call that nishkam prema. And B, you could desire Krishna for your happiness. So, A doesn't count as prema for Krishna. Because if we're asking Krishna for the world, we're not asking Him for Him. It means we're attached in the world. We're loving the world. So again, we're just going to attain the world. And I briefly explained that actually Krishna doesn't interfere in our worldly prosperity. Whatever we have or don't have is because of the karmas that we did in our previous lifetimes. And even if Krishna did decide to fulfill our worldly desires, that wouldn't put an end to them. You don't end worldly desires by fulfilling them. That only multiplies them. The only way to ultimately fulfill your desires is by attaining God. That's the only time you become Purnakam, Paramanishkam. So asking God for the world is not real sakam prema for Krishna, it's still sakam prema for the world. Sakam prema for Krishna means loving Krishna and wanting Him for your happiness. Not wanting Him to give you the world, but wanting Him to give His self to you. And I gave you the example of Kubja. Kubja had such a love where we call it Madhurya Bhav. She loved Krishna as her beloved. Just as you love someone who is your beloved in this world. But because the object of her attachment was divine, Krishna. So she attained liberation from maya and divine bliss, which is why she is praised even by a great Paramahansa such as Shukadevji. Imagine a jnani with no attachment in this world, praising Kubja for her selfish love of Krishna, Because the object of her attachment was correct. If the object of your attachment is beyond Maya, you will go beyond Maya. And if the object of our attachment is under Maya, we stay under Maya as we are. I also explained that some of the gopis, the richas of the Vedas, who were actually the third class of gopis. First class were the Ashtamaha Sakhis, who had pure nishkam prem for Krishna. But the richas of the Vedas, they also had a selfish love for Krishna. They were gopis, and in that lila, they didn't even know who Krishna was. They just had an attachment for him like any girl would attach her mind to a boy in the world. In that same way, these richas of the Vedas, in the form of illiterate gopis, loved Krishna without even knowing who he was, and they even had selfish desires. Meaning, they weren't thinking of Krishna's happiness. How can I please him? They were just thinking, I want Krishna to be mine. And they also attained Krishna and Krishna's love because they attached their mind to him. So I explained the siddhant behind this is that whatever the object is and whatever power it has, when you connect to it, you receive that power and you receive the effect of that power, regardless of what you understand in your mind. So Krishna is divine whether you attach your mind to him knowing that he's divine or whether you attach your mind to him thinking of him as a worldly boy, you're still going to attain him and you'll go beyond Maya. So at this point I brought up a question that some people ask. Well, Krishna is omnipresent. It means he's in every person that I love and he's in everything that I love. I'm attached to my car, well, he's in my car. I'm attached to my money, he's in my money. I'm attached to my children, my husband, my wife, well, he's in them too, so shouldn't I get God realized? Well, if that were the case, we would have attained God millions of times by now, not once. Because in millions of lifetimes, this is where we've always been attached. See, you could bring up the same question for bathing in Gangaji. Many people sitting here have probably bathed in Gangaji. Now, Ganga is supposed to have the power to wash all of your sins away. In other words, after bathing in Ganga, you should have no anger left, no jealousy left, no hatred left, none of these negativities of the mind. They should all be washed away by the divine waters of Gangaji. But that didn't happen to even one of us sitting here. We've bathed in Gangaji, and we still have all of these things overflowing from our mind. So how is it so? Well, it's very simple. When I said that you don't have to know the thing or the power of the thing as long as you attach your mind to it, and I gave a couple of physical examples, like fire has the power to burn. So if your body goes in the fire, whether you did it unknowingly, knowingly, by accident, someone pushed you in, any which way you go in the fire, you'll get burnt. So the thing has that power, and it gives that effect to you. But that's physical thing to physical thing. Then I said, if you attach your mind to Krishna, if he's physically in this world, he's taking avatar, and you attach your mind to him, it doesn't matter if you knew he was God. You attached your mind to Krishna, even accidentally. But let's say you didn't know it was Krishna and you got a hug from him. He takes avatar, he comes, you think, oh yes, I'll just have a hug from him. You felt some attraction to him and you got a hug. But you didn't know it was Krishna and you didn't attach your mind to him. Just physical contact. Your mind stayed attached somewhere else. You won't get God realized. So physically meeting Krishna, even if he's here on the earth planet, won't give you God realization. Imagine that. We could have met Krishna and hugged him and not gotten God realized. So even in that situation, you have to do what? Attach your mind to him. It's the mind that gets God realized, not your body. It's the mind that has to get attached to God. Same thing with bathing in Gangaji. Where are all of our sins? Where is all of our kaam, krodh, lobh? It's all in our mind. So bathing physically in Ganga is not going to bathe our mind. It's not going to clean our mind. We have to bathe our mind in Gangaji. God is already omnipresent in our own body. He's omnipresent. He's even in our own mind. He's sitting inside our heart, yet we're not getting God realized. Think of that. Why? Because it's like we've quarantined him. He's there, but he's shut off. Our mind is attached in the world, not to him, even though he's in our own mind. So, loving some person in this world is basically doing the same thing. Yes, Krishna is in him, but we're not attaching our mind to Krishna by loving that person. Physically, is Krishna there in that person? Yes, just as he's physically in you. You're still not getting God realized. So if you love that person, seeing Krishna inside of him, just like a murti. Did anyone ever get God realized by loving a piece of stone shaped as Krishna? No. But many people have gotten God realized loving Krishna who's in the murti. Because you attached your mind to Krishna who's in the murti. You didn't attach your mind to a piece of stone. So loving that piece of stone would be the same as loving a person in this world. You don't get any effect of God realization, but loving Krishna who's in the stone, if you think, no, this is Krishna, this is not a piece of stone, this is Krishna, you'll get God realized. So if you look at your child and you really believe, just like doing devotion to a murti, no, this is Krishna, and your whole life you attach your mind with that bhavana, then you'll get God realized. But that's not what we do. We love the person. We don't love Krishna who's inside the person. That's why we never got God realized by loving the world. So, sakam prem for Krishna does result in God realization. But there's a drawback. Number one, you don't attain the highest thing. Nishkam prem for Krishna gives you the highest divine attainment. So it's like you got to chew on a piece of sugar cane, but you never got to taste chini or mishri or rasgulla. You got something good, but you didn't get the best thing. So with sakam prem, you attain Krishna, but not in the best way that you could have. And then along the way also, having sakam prem presents some dangers. First of all, anytime you have a selfish desire, that desire may be fulfilled. It may not be fulfilled. There may be a delay in its fulfillment. Then we have an internal reaction accordingly. Let's say you're doing devotion to Krishna and you're loving him with selfish love. That means that you really want him to come to you. You're desiring his vision. With all five senses, you're desiring him. You want to see him. You want to touch him. You want to hear his voice. This is the same way we desire people in the world. There's nothing different. Remember what Vallabhacharya said. Kriya sarvapi saivatra. There's no difference in how you love God and how you love a person in this world. Just like you desire to see a loved one in this world, you desire to see Krishna in the same way. This is sakam prem for Krishna. Now let's say you've been doing devotion like this for 10 years and he hasn't come. And your prime desire is, I want you to come to me because that will make me happy. So that's good. You'll get God realized by doing that. But what if 10 years goes by? 15 years goes by? And you start thinking, He hasn't come to me now? He hasn't come to me yet? I've been crying tears for Him to come for this many years and He still hasn't come to me? Hatao jhagara. Forget it. Let me go back to the world. Why? Because our selfish desire was first. Oh, you're not coming to me? Okay, forget you. Whereas a nishkam premi would say, Krishna, your happiness is foremost. That's my foremost desire. So, you haven't come to me yet? Okay. I know you know what I'm thinking. I know that you know how much I'm desiring you. And I know that it's also your law that however much a soul desires you, you desire that soul in the same amount, in the same way. So I know if I'm desiring to go to you or I'm desiring you to come to me, you also are desiring to meet me in the same amount. Yet you still haven't come? Okay, that's your nature. You're playful, you're nut-cut. You like to make your devotees wait as well to make that fire of viraha burn stronger in their heart and purify it completely and elevate their love to a higher level. So, okay, I can wait. You know what? You come to me when you're ready. You come to me when it makes you happy to come to me. And what will I do in the meantime? I'll keep desiring you. So that's the only difference between sakam and nishkam prem. A sakam premi says, you didn't come to me, I give up. You might get to that point. And a nishkam premi says, you know what, my job is to love you. That's it. You come to me when you want. I have no demand from my side. I desire you to come to me, but it's not a demand. My love will not decrease if you make me wait. So in sakam prem, there's this feeling of getting disheartened sometimes, nirasha. As well, what if Krishna gives you some bad destiny because of something you did in your last life? Something bad happens to you. So a sakam premi, see, sakam prem means your happiness comes first. So, you gave me something that makes me unhappy, what happens automatically? Your love reduces. That's the equation, right? However much happiness someone gives you, that much more you'll love them. That's the equation in sakam prem. So, you gave me some bad destiny, my love for you goes down. Or you gave me some good destiny, my love for you goes up. So, this is another drawback to having sakam prem for Krishna. Whereas a nishkam premi says, whatever you give me, good or bad, suffering or comfort, enjoyment, pleasure or sorrow, whatever you give me, I'll take it as your prasad. Whatever. You're giving it to me, so it's prasad. Even an undesirable thing becomes prasad because my divine beloved is giving that to me. Think of it in terms of a guru, because Ved says, Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha gurau. We should have the same prem for our guru as we do for Radha and Krishna. So it means if someone loves Radha Krishna with sakam prem, they will have the same prem for their guru. Now this becomes very clear. Imagine your guru is sitting in front of you. Sri Maharaji is sitting in front of you. And you're a sakam premi, which means if he looks at me, I'll be happy. If he throws a mala to me, I'll be happy. If he gives me a hug, I'll be happy. So we have a desire for all of those things. And then what does he do? You're looking towards him, he looks away. What happens? Your love decreases because he didn't fulfill your desire. He had a mala, he took it off, he threw it to the person beside you. Your love decreased because he didn't fulfill your desire. You had a desire to do this kind of seva. When I do this kind of seva in your ashram, it makes me happy. He told you to do that kind of seva that you don't like. Your love decreased. So this is the problem with sakam prem. When we're always looking to our beloved to make us happy through his behavior or through fulfilling our desires, then our love is very unstable, and in fact it may decrease to the point where we turn away from Radha Krishna, where we turn away from our guru because they didn't fulfill our desires the way we wanted. Although they know what's best for us, they're not doing it whimsically, that you gave me this prarabdh just randomly. Or, Guruji, you're behaving this way with me, did you forget about me? No, Guru doesn't forget about anyone. He precisely behaves exactly the way each soul needs, what's required for the development of each soul. So, you know best. You can look at me when it makes you happy. I'm ready, I'm waiting, but I have no demand from my side. This is Nishkam Prem. So Nishkam Prem avoids all of those pitfalls of Sakam Prem. Your Prem will never decrease if you're a Nishkam Premi. Because whatever he's doing, good. If that makes you happy, you keep doing it. Nishkam Prem means I desire the happiness of my beloved. So does that mean we're not desiring our happiness anymore? I had told you yesterday that it would be unnatural for someone to not desire their own happiness. So this might seem unnatural that you're saying, Krishna, I desire your happiness. I'm not thinking of my happiness. Guruji, I desire your happiness. I'm not doing anything for my happiness. I'm loving you for your happiness. This would seem to be unnatural. But there's a science behind this as well. Dasa bhutam idam tasya jagat sthavara jangamam Shriman Narayana Swami Jagatam Prabhurishwara. Or as Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji says, Jivera Swarupahoy Krishnera Nitya Das. Do you know that our identity is that we are servants of Radha Krishna? That's the identity of our soul. All living beings, all souls. Why is that so? Well, it's a natural relationship. You see, your body serves your mind. That's a natural servitude. It's not enforced. Did you ever have an argument with your body? Where your mind is saying to do one thing and your hand says, no, I don't want to do that, I want to do this. No, whatever your mind is thinking, your body is naturally serving. It's doing it automatically. And what is your mind doing? Trying to serve your soul. So the mind gives life to your body. That's why body is natural servant of the mind. And mind gets its life from the soul. So that's why mind is a natural servant of the soul. So that's why 24 hours a day you're looking for happiness of your soul. That's all your mind can do, 24 hours a day. Why? Because mind gets its life from the soul. Now where does soul get its life? From Krishna. So Krishna is the soul of your soul, therefore it's your natural desire to serve Him. It's your most natural, most original desire to serve Him, because He's the soul of your soul. So it's even more natural to desire His happiness than it is to desire your own happiness. This is not even a created desire, it's our nature. It's our true identity. In fact, it's our right to serve Him. Because He is our soul, and we are all His servants. So Naradji says, Tat sukha sukhitvam. To be happy in His happiness, That's Nishkam Prem. So does that mean that you stop desiring his vision? Does that mean that you don't desire his association with any of your five senses? No, it doesn't mean that. If it meant that, every Gnostic in the whole world could claim to be a Nishkam Premi. That no, I have no desire for Krishna whatsoever. You do desire Krishna. You desire him with your whole being. Naradji says, Parama Vyakulateti. Your restlessness to meet Krishna should reach such a limit that you can't live without him. You want him that much. But in Nishkam Prem, you also make this one adjustment, that I want to be with you so I can serve you and make you happy. So do I want your vision? Yes. But my first priority is making you happy. I will be happy when you're happy. I'll be happy in your happiness. This was the philosophy of those gopis, first class gopis, the eternal gopis from Golok Abode, who came with Radha and Krishna on this earth planet. That's their siddhant. Tat sukha sukhitvam. If Krishna had given such vairagya, such virag, viyog, I mean, such viyog, to the queens of Dwarika, like he did to the gopis, leaving them for years and never coming back to them. If he had done that to the queens, their love would have decreased, 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 finished. Why? Because they were sakam premi. They had a personal desire. They also had some regard for Krishna's happiness, whereas Kubja was 100% selfish. So her love is called Sadharani Rati. The queens had an equal regard for Krishna's happiness and equal regard for their happiness, 50-50. That's called Samanjasarati. And the gopis' love is called Samartharati, because they had 100% regard for Krishna's happiness and their happiness was back here. Or that you could say they would only be happy. They could only feel happy if Krishna was happy. So because this was their philosophy, they said, "Oh, Krishna's in Mathura. Are we desiring to see him?" They told Uddhav when he came to visit them with a message from Krishna. "Well, yes, we're desiring to see him wholeheartedly. But if he would be troubled in any way, making the trip from Mathura to here, then he should not come. Only if it's his desire to come, he should come." So the gopis had this philosophy that Krishna should be happy. In fact, they told Uddhav, "Don't tell him anything, you know, that we're missing him so much and we're miserable without him. Don't tell him anything like that. Don't make him unhappy. Tell him something that will keep a smile on his face." This is the siddhant of the gopis. If Krishna had given the same separation to the queens, their love would have decreased, whereas giving that same separation to the gopis multiplied their love more and more and more. So this is the greatness of Nishkam Prem. You do desire Krishna, you desire his vision, you desire his love, but you desire to serve him. So you want to receive his love, his vision, his association in order to get the chance to serve him. And again, why do you want to serve him? For his happiness. That's key. You're not serving him because that makes you happy. You're serving him for his happiness. This is our true identity and this is our highest desire. So now we understand we've gotten a brief overview of Sakam Mayik Prem, Nishkam Mayik Prem, Sakam Prem towards Krishna, and Nishkam Prem towards Krishna. But all of these that I just described to you, they are all different kinds of attachment of our mind. But true prem is not just the attachment of your mind. True prem is something far beyond that. So before we go any further, let's take a minute and understand what is prem. If it's not the attachment of your mind, what is it? See, whether you love with sakam prem or you love with nishkam prem, it's something you're doing with your mind. Ye karne wala prem hai. But there's another kind of prem, which when our scriptures refer to prem, they're referring to this other prem. So understand it like this. God has three forms. Abhinna swarup. Sad Brahma, Chit Brahma, Anand Brahma. Because He is Sat Chit Anand. Sat, His nature of eternal existence. Chit, His nature of being conscious and having perfect knowledge. And Anand, His nature of blissfulness. So Sad Brahma, Chid Brahma, Anand Brahma, His three forms according to these three qualities, Sat, Chit, Anand. Now since Sat is within Chit, sometimes although we say, Tamekam Govindam Satchidananda Vigraham, Ved says Krishna is Sat, Chit, Anand, His body. His divine body is Sat Chit Anand. But our scriptures also say, Chidanandamaya Deha Tumhari Bigat Bikar Jana Adhikari. You are Chidanand. Sat was not mentioned. Why? Because it's included in Chit. And our scriptures also say, Anandam Brahma. It left out Sat and Chit. Why? Because Sat and Chit are included in Anand. So Anand is supreme. So Anand Brahm is supreme. See, we also have Sat, Chit, Anand. Just like God has these three powers, Sat, Chit, Anand, we do as well. But we are ansh of Him. So we have them ansh matra me. We have sat power. With that we perform karma. We have chit power. With that we acquire knowledge. And we have anand power. With that we enjoy. But because we're under maya, see, God is giving life to us. Or He's giving light to us. So think of like a divine light coming down on each soul. But it's filtered through maya because we're under the bondage of maya. Maya's between us and God. So that divine light, as it filters through maya, so it picks up a shadow of my qualities. So since we're under the bondage of maya, although we are Sat Chit Anand, just like God, but our sat is mayic. You can say. In other words, with our sat shakti, what do? We perform mayic actions. With our chit shakti, what do? We acquire mayic knowledge. And with our anand shakti, what do? We enjoy mayic happiness. But this mayic anand is not real anand. You've all heard it explained many times that real anand has three qualities. It's unlimited in amount. It lasts forever and it's ever increasing. But we know that the anand of this world is never unlimited. It doesn't last forever. And instead of increasing, the more you try to enjoy the same thing, the happiness starts decreasing until it disappears altogether. So that anand of this world is not real happiness. God is real happiness. So we have sat chit anand as well. But because we're under the bondage of maya, so we don't enjoy that sat chit anand the way God does. God has unlimited sat, unlimited chit, unlimited anand. And we have a fraction of that sat, chit, anand, and that too under maya. So we have to go beyond maya. We have to attain God. Now, back to God. Sad Brahma, Chid Brahma, Anand Brahma. Anand Brahma is supreme. Now that Anand also has a Sarbhut Tattva, an essence. Sat Chit Anandamaya Krishnera Swarup Ataeva Swarup Shakti Hoyatina Rup. Anandanshe Hladini Sadanshe Sandhini Chidanche Samvit Jare Gyana Karimani. The essence of Anand is called Ahladini Shakti. So it's through this Ahladini Shakti that God is always blissful. The essence of Chit is His Samvit Shakti. Through that, He's always all-knowing. And through the essence of Sat is called His Sandhini Shakti. Through that, He's all-powerful. So when a soul surrenders to God, the soul also receives these three powers. Sandhini, Samvit, and Ahladini. And he becomes equally knowledgeable and equally blissful to God. So then you receive God's Sat Chit Anand. So the essence of this anand is Ahladini Shakti. But that also has a Sarbhut Tattva. Ahladini Sar Anchatar Premanam. Ahladini Shakter Paramasar Premanam. These are all quotations from Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji explaining what is Prem. It is the essence of Ahladini Shakti, which is the essence of Anand, which is the essence of Satchidanand Brahm. That is Prem, God's most personal power. So Prem is actually divine love, which is a power of God. And this power is so great that it can even keep God under its control. In the same way that we're bound by Maya and controlled by Maya, we can't escape Maya through any means, only through God's grace. In the same way, God is under Prem and He's bound by Prem. Imagine the Shaktiman bound by His own power. You don't see that in this world. You don't see that with any other divine power. See, God's power of knowledge is under His control. God's power of almightiness that He uses to do all of His work that He does, like creating the universe, that's under His control. Did anyone ever hear of a power controlling its owner? It doesn't happen. Did anyone here ever hear of fire getting burnt? Fire has a power to burn. But can the fire ever get burnt by its own burningness? No. So how could the owner of the power, God is the owner, and His power is Prem, divine love. How could that Prem keep its owner under its control? That's why this Prem is said by Naradji to be Anirvachaniyam Premaswarupam. It's completely beyond description or understanding. Imagine, Krishna is under His own power. Aho chitram, aho chitram, vande tat prema bandhanam, yad baddham muktidam muktam, brahma krida bhrigi kritam. That prem turns Krishna into a toy, or even you could say a slave, of the one who's in possession of that prem. Like the gopis, like Mother Yashoda, like the Gwalbals. They are great saints who are in possession of this prem, so now Krishna comes under their control. That's why he says in the Bhagavatam, Aham Bhakta Paradhinah. I'm under the control of my bhakta saints. Why? Because they have prem, and I'm under the control of prem. Yashodaya samakapi devata nasti bhutale ulukhale yaya baddham muktido mukti michhati. A jnani paramahans. See, a jnani doesn't receive prem. So he doesn't get Krishna. He doesn't get to have this amazing relationship with Krishna. So a jnani paramahans is exclaiming, seeing a situation where Mother Yashoda has tied up Supreme Brahm Krishna. Imagine the jnani's Supreme Brahm. Omnipresent, all-powerful God has been tied up by ek budhi. And a little old lady, Mother Yashoda, has tied up the jnani's Supreme Brahm. Imagine. He says, who is this Mother Yashoda? I've never heard of any devata, any being in this whole world who has such a power to capture Supreme God and tie him up with a little rassi. Tie him to the ukal. So how was Krishna tied up? Not by a rassi. He's tied up by the rassi of Mother Yashoda's prem. He can only be tied up with prem. So this is the greatness of that divine love. So that divine love is not the attachment of your mind. See, everybody has attachment of the mind. Even animals do. Go and you see a dog with some puppies. Try and grab one of that mother dog's puppies and she'll run barking, biting at you to get her puppy back. Why? She's attached to it. We all living beings know attachment. But the attachment of the mind also leads to suffering. If someone you love is harmed, you suffer. Not only they suffer, you suffer. To the extent you're attached to them, to the extent you love them, to the same extent you suffer when they're harmed or if they do something to harm you. If you love someone and they do something mean to you, however much you loved that person, that much you will suffer because of their behavior towards you. If you love someone and that person dies, however much you love them, that much you will suffer. If you love them less, you'll suffer less. If you love them more, you'll suffer more in their absence. So how could this be called love when it gives us so much suffering along the way as well? Love, our scriptures are saying, amrita svarupa cha phalarupatvat. Naradji says, bhakti. Bhakta Bhagavant Guru Chaturnam Bapu Eka. Prem, or also called bhakti, divine bhakti, that's equal to God. It's another form of God. It's the form of bliss, the essence of bliss. So how can we call the attachment of our mind as prem? It's a misnomer. It's a wrong use of the word prem. So attachment is one thing, and prem is another. But you need one to get the other. So that prem that we want to attain, that divine love power of Shri Krishna, how will we attain that? By practicing our attachment wala prem. Even though it's not the real prem, we'll get that eventually, but to get there, what do we have to do? Attach our mind to Krishna. So, ek karne wala prem hai aur ek milne wala prem hai. That milne wala prem, you get it when your heart has been fully purified by attaching your mind to Krishna. So, we'll call that prem as well. We have to love Krishna in the way we know how to love right now. You don't have to learn anything new. Just love Krishna. So that's actually attachment of the mind. That's not the divine prem. But by doing that, your mind gets purified. By purifying your mind, you become qualified to receive that divine prem. Because into your purified mind, Guru will give Swarup Shakti, Divya Satta, Divya Sattva, that will divinize your mind. So into your pure mind, you get Swarup Shakti, that makes your mind divine. Then into your divine mind, Guru will give Prema Dan. He'll give you that divine love power. So, although Naradji has said that that prema is indescribable, yet he also describes something about it, about that divine prema and also about the prema we have to do in order to become qualified. So that is of utmost importance for us to understand what are the qualities of the love that we should have for Krishna. How should we love him while we're doing devotion in order to become qualified to receive his divine prema? We'll continue on that topic from tomorrow. We can pass out the chanting sheets for tonight's kirtan.
Ab yah jana kanha, 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 kanha. Kanha, kanha, kanha.
Ab yah jana kanha, 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 kanha.
Prem kaam nahi kabhu kanha.
Prem kaam nahi kabhu.
काम नहीं कब कान्हा
प्रेम काम नहीं कब कान्हा
काम प्रेम नहीं कान्हा 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 कान्हा
काम प्रेम नहीं कान्हा काना काना काना
काम प्रेम नहीं कान्हा 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 कान्हा
काम प्रेम नहीं काना 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 काना
प्रेम प्रकाश सम कान्हा
प्रेम प्रकाश सूर्य कम कान्हा
प्रेम प्रकाश सूर्य सम कान्हा
प्रेम प्रकाश सूर्य सम कान्हा
काम तिमिर सम कान्हा 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 कान्हा
काम तिमिर सम कान्हा कान्हा कान्हा
काम तिमिर सम कान्हा 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 kanha kanha
ab yah jana kanha 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 kanha
jo tumharo hi sukh chah nit kanha
सुख
चाह नित कान्हा सुख जो निज सुख हो चाह नित कान्हा
निज सुख ही चाह नित कान्हा
जो निज सुख ही चाह नित कान्हा
निज सुख ही चाह नित
नाम तेहि कान्हा 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 कान्हा
राम नाम तेहि कान्हा
कान्हा कान्हा कान्हा बढ़े प्रेम नित कान्हा
छिन छिन बढ़े प्रेम नित कान्हा
छिन छिन बढ़े प्रेम नित कान्हा
छिन छिन बढ़े प्रेम नित कान्हा
काम घटे कान्हा कान्हा कान्हा
काम घटे नित कान्हा कान्हा कान्हा
काम घटे नित कान्हा 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 अमरत्व प्रेम नित कान्हा
दे अमरत्व प्रेम नित कान्हा
दे अमरत्व प्रेम नित कान्हा
दे अमरत्व प्रेम नित कान्हा
काम मृत्यु दे कान्हा कान्हा
काम मृत्यु दे कान्हा कान्हा कान्हा
काम मृत्यु दे कान्हा 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 कान्हा
अब
स्वतंत्र प्रेम राह कान्हा
परम स्वतंत्र प्रेम राह कान्हा
परम स्वतंत्र प्रेम राह कान्हा
परम स्वतंत्र प्रेम राह कान्हा
जयहि अधीन तुम चौरासी बंधन कान्हा
लख चौरासी बंधन कान्हा
लख चौरासी बंधन कान्हा
लख चौरासी बंधन कान्हा
काम दान कर कान्हा 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 कान्हा
काम दान कर कान्हा कान्हा कान्हा
काम दान कर कान्हा 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 कृपालु चाहत हो कान्हा
प्रेम कृपालु चाहत हो कान्हा
प्रेम कृपालु चाहत हो कान्हा
प्रेम कृपालु चाहत हो
मन सपने कान्हा 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 कान्हा
मन सपने कान्हा कान्हा कान्हा
मन सपने कान्हा 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 कान्हा
कान्हा
कान्हा
अभय जाना यह जाना कान्हा 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 कान्हा
बोलिए अलबेली सरकार की।